Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fandom Access X-Files Redux.
Hi, I'm your faithful host, AJ.
So, I got a bit of a weird one to talk about tonight. The lady shall be along momentarily. Then we'll get started. So... next week is the series finale of the X-Files. As long as Jillian sticks with her, I'm not making any more. Which is funny, though, because the preview said on the season finale, not the series finale, but that could just, you know, production department. Talks funny. So, we shall see. But I'm going with the assumption that it's a wrap for the old X-Files once and for all. So, hopefully next week's episode is really good because I was about this one. But we'll get more into that as soon as the ladies get here. Sometime soon, hopefully. I don't know. After this, of course, we will do our normal Fandom Access show. We have Walking Dead, and something else. I don't think they did iZombie tonight. Oh, there we go. We have somebody, so I can stop talking to myself. Hello, Karen.
Hi, AJ. How are you?
Better now that I have somebody to talk to.
Sorry, it's only 10:02. I couldn't find my phone.
I was running.
You running out of things to say? Yeah, getting some snow up there in New York.
Not yet. I know some friends of mine in DC. They got fucking slammed. Yesterday, but they're saying that we might not get it, that it might go out to sea. So how did you do with it?
I live 35 miles north of D.C., right, in Baltimore, and, I mean, I can still see the grass outside. We had mostly sleet mixed with rain all day, and then it snowed for about an hour. Well, it's gonna 2 o'clock tonight is supposed to come, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll
see. Happy spring, everyone on the East Coast, getting hit by snow again today. Crazy.
I want to be a weatherman. I want to be right at my job 25% of the time and still get paid.
You know, I saw a weather forecast today that said where I live was going to be between 1 and 8 inches of snow, and I thought, what? How can you even say that between 1 and 8 inches? That's like basically saying you don't know, right? That's like me telling my boss I'll finish between today and the end of the month.
They're saying the city's supposed to get between 12 and 18 tomorrow.
Yeah, they got hammered all winter.
I mean, the city always gets it worse than where I am because I'm about 2 hours from the city, but...
Yeah, they get it bad. Yeah. So, well, we only have a 30-minute show, so I guess Jamie will be with us in a minute, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you think she'd be on time for her favorite show.
Her favorite show that only has 2 more episodes ever. Maybe she doesn't want to face the facts.
I don't know.
So how did you like this penultimate episode?
Hold on. Jamie's here.
Hi, sorry.
Okay, hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hi. I am here. So I heard about 2 seconds of what you said, which wasn't much.
All I said was, how do you like it? AJ said,
Yeah, that's about what I heard. I guess I heard all of it then.
I said, good, Jamie's here.
I heard that part too.
Do you care to elaborate, AJ, or would you just like to toss it?
To
one of us.
Weird episode. I mean, it wasn't as bad as the robot episode, but my God, people, there's only 2 episodes left, and what the I'm not even sure what I watched. It was just weird, and it feels like he's used this season to like get messages across that he wants to get out there or something. Like, I feel like the only point of the whole show was the last 2 minutes with Mulder and Scully. What did you guys?
Well, that was certainly the best part. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Well, I found this episode, like you said, very weird. It's kind of hard to categorize, I guess. It made me think, though, of kind of some of the old stuff, not necessarily the best old stuff, but like some of the weird, like it made me for some reason think of Sanguinarium a little bit, which this had nothing to do with, but just kind of the vibe it gave me, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. When I read what this episode was about, I was like ready to be creeped out because it sounded freaky. But I actually didn't end up thinking it was as scary as it was going to be. But it's hard to describe. It's just bizarre. I do feel like they went a little bit for the gore shocks. Maybe more than they needed to, I guess. I mean, it wasn't a bad episode, but I kind of do agree with what AJ is saying. That, like, when we're running out of episodes, I would have rather seen something different, you know. It's not that it necessarily was bad, but I don't know. I mean, it had a message. I didn't really love it, but I didn't really dislike it either. It's just it left you with a very weird feeling. Was that the best way I know how to describe it?
Which was maybe what he was going for.
Yeah, some people called it a vampire story. I mean, they weren't exactly really vampires. They drank blood and ate human organs, but it wasn't like they craved it. But I don't know, the whole, sewing each other back-to-back thing was the part that was just so bizarre and creepy, and I don't know.
Yeah. I thought the girl
that was after trying to save her sister, all I kept thinking through all of it is she reminded me of Vanessa's sister.
In Van Helsing.
That was the one thing I kept thinking about when I watched it.
Yeah, I thought this was a mixed. I thought there were some good parts about it, but then like there were some like nonsensical parts about it, and like major plot holes that just kind of like the crime of the week. Like there was no police work. There was no like you can't. There are so many plot holes in that I can't even really talk about it. I felt like we know that this show has always sort of a theme has always been Scully's Catholic faith and the way in which the skeptic is the true believer in many ways, has been an ongoing theme of the X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that they wanted to pull that in again as part of like one of the sort of the X-Files like touch points that we want to see. I enjoy that they put that in. I do agree that the part at the end with Scully and Mulder having that conversation in the church was the highlight. Yeah, that was really good. And Duchovny was great in that. But I felt like they were really forcing the religious thing, and they were like forcing whatever message they were trying to put across. Like, come on, Scully's Catholic, but she's never spent that much time in church. She spent like half the episode hanging out in church, lighting candles and stuff in this very like old timey traditional church.
And I guess the other thing too is, I don't know, maybe I never really thought about it, but like I knew Mulder necessarily wasn't like religious, but they really put home the fact in this episode that he was atheist, which I guess I never really realized. I don't know if I just never thought about it or they never really, just never really said that.
I think we knew,
like, I knew
it,
he
but they never really dwelled on
religious,
it.
But.
So I also kind of felt that... I felt that was kind of forced. They were forced, and the way in which, okay, so in the beginning, I thought they were going to be vampires also, and then this girl who's like the Avenger, the vigilante, is like trying to stop them, and she like, and then it turns out it's for the sister, and I felt like her quoting a Bible passage and being sort of like the whole religious thing of the family was kind of forced also. Like, I think your sister being in a cult is a perfectly good reason to go around and kill organ stealers.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. And also, nobody ever saw these people. They lived in, like, the basement or whatever and used the, I forget what it was, dumb waiters or whatever to get around, and like they never went out and nobody ever. I mean, the guy didn't think that was that weird. Like somebody would have had to have seen these people or noticed that she didn't get old. I don't know. It did have a lot of plot holes.
And truly, if the guy had found a way to reverse aging, that would be like an incredibly groundbreaking piece of science, whether or not they were kooks, right?
Yeah, well, I guess he's not sharing it.
Yeah, but so in short, I felt the religious thing was really forced. I think they have visited Scully's faith in better ways in the past, and it felt a little forced to me that it had to be like in every single part of every scene. I agree that it was a little overly gory, and the villains or the cult people were extremely. There were times when I couldn't tell if they were supposed to be funny or
yeah, they were
scary.
Kind of that dark humor, but it was creepy. It wasn't exactly funny. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I said it. The episode was just. It's not that it was bad. It wasn't. It's just kind of. It's different. It's hard to describe. It's just really bizarre. And that's why, in that way, I said it kind of reminded me of some of the old episodes, because there have been kind of those episodes like that that just kind of give you kind of like that weird. The other one it made me think of for some reason, and like again, it has none of the plot has nothing to do with it, but it reminded me of. Was it Redrum? I can't think of what. No, it wasn't Redrum. The one where I'm losing the name of the episode. It's I'm blanking. But the one where they try to stick the worm in Scully's back, or they do stick the worm in Scully's back. Like it just kind of has like that really weird religious creepiness to it. Kind of just gave me that sort of vibe.
I like that episode.
No, I like that episode too. Roadrunners, that's what. Yeah, I like that episode too. I think it is. But I don't know. I just mean it kind of gave like that weird, like. Creepy, like I'm not sure what to think vibe after watching it, you know?
Yeah.
It just was weird all over. And I do agree, some of the things were meant to be kind of, I think, over the top, sort of funny. Like there were some things they put in that I thought were good. Like I feel like them having, even though it was supposed to be because she was the same person, I feel like them having that the actress sitting there quoting the whole show at first and you don't know why she's doing that. I feel like that was totally a shout out to people like me who used to sit and do that and know like all the lines, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny. But yeah, I agree. The scenes at the end were really good. I'm curious to know what this thing she wants to do together is. There have been, I think, some rumors floating around that I have no idea, because I have not seen the finale, so I have no idea what or what not is coming, but I hope that at least we get some good answers. I do hope that this comes back, but I know that that's kind of a long shot, and if it does come back, it's probably not going to be the same show.
Well,
but
I mentioned this before you guys came on, but during the preview, they said, the season finale of X-Files. They didn't say series, but I think
I didn't say that till anything's official, regardless of anything. So I wouldn't read too much into that. But, I mean, I don't know. They've many different things. You never know what's final until it's final. For all you know, Jillian could come around and say, I want to do one more season. You just don't know.
I'm just saying the production department is a bunch of idiots.
Well, and the marketing department makes those, so you can't, right?
There's
you know
that
better
too,
than to believe anything
but
in a promo.
But it's definitely not the beginning, or not the. How say, it's definitely not said to be the end yet. We don't know
without Gillian Anderson, there is no X-Files, in my opinion. But go back to the episode, I felt like you say for you, and I think Jamie, you agree also. There's no X-Files without. Nobody really liked when it was John Doggett and what's her name. You know, the partner. I forget her name.
Monica Reyes.
I don't know.
Monica Reyes,
I've said before, I'd like there to be more X-Files, but maybe a different kind of X-Files where it's more of like a spinoff, but I don't know that that's going to happen either, so.
So, in this episode, I think we got some, like, big pieces of information, like, canon-wise, relationship-wise. We have that whole. I mean, one of the things that was great about that last scene in the episode was, you know, where Mulder's talking about, like, I wonder how your life would have been different if I hadn't, like, you know, if you hadn't stayed with the X-Files, you'd be married, you'd have a couple kids, you'd be the head of the FBI. They have this really, like, he's got, like, I just love how they show the depth of his, like, his almost regret, like, the way they're, not regret, but the way their life has turned out, like what she gave up maybe to be with him, And I also love, did you guys catch where Dana says, like, she says something about, like, how they were living together. She says something like, but I left. She makes her remark
that
them
living
together.
We could, but I left.
Like, so I thought that was, like, a big confirmation of, like, what's been going on with them for.
Right, but we don't know
how long ago
that was.
No, but we know now that they were together and she left, and it didn't work out,
yeah.
And she left. And, you know, I mean, those were some big giveaways, I thought, in that.
From the comments in the premiere, they could be separated and have been married. We don't even know. They never confirmed or denied that, so.
But
Chris Carter never
big,
confirmed or denied that.
I was surprised
but, yeah, they definitely
to see
were
that.
Together.
I was surprised to see that not more commented upon in the online comments and tweets and commentary in the days past it. That I mean, beyond people saying they liked the moment they had together, I didn't see a lot of commentary on that information there. Unless everybody just like assumed that was the case, that it didn't work out and she left. I thought.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I really only read
there.
The tweets why it was on. I haven't gone back and really looked at them that much this week, so I can't give you an answer on that. But.
Yeah. Well, I thought that. I mean, I definitely took notice of it as something that hasn't really been commented on that much.
Yeah. No, I agree.
We also have the
line too. I was going to say I want to be beautiful. They have it about the beginning, and I feel like this is the second episode where they've commented on. Youth and Beauty and, like, made fun of Scully. It's like, what the hell? What did she do? You know, because in that other episode, what was it, Plus One, she's, like, telling her she's old and stuff, and I don't know. I just noticed that. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, you're right, but I hadn't really thought about it explicitly until you just said that, but, a part of this revival, I think, and of this season is that they are, you know, the way things have changed and evolved past them or in spite of them or, you know, that they're still, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff, like, with the way technology has come along and Mulder's sort of, like, I mean, he's got a smartphone, but Mulder has shown himself to not be the most, like, down with the 21st century, right?
Yeah.
The 21st century, but he...
And that reminds me, I love the beginning of the episode when he makes a comment about her hair, and she's like, really?
After we just talked about the wig last week.
Yeah, I do think that was supposed to be sarcasm on his part, though. Everybody seems to have taken that, like, so serious, like he really didn't notice her haircut. I assumed he was just being sarcastic. He's like, you know, yeah, no, I couldn't see anything, you know. I don't know.
Oh, no, I definitely took it that Mulder hasn't noticed her haircut for 3 episodes. I definitely took it that he hasn't
absolutely.
Noticed the haircut. She's like, seriously?
But that was another thing I was going to comment on. His eyesight's going bad, and he just now, for the first time, gets glasses, and his eyesight's that bad reading. Like, that would have happened before, and also he's had reading glasses before. So that kind of was a little, I don't know, that whole joke thing with that was a little dippy, but I think it's just more about playing on, obviously, them getting older. And I think a lot of it, too, is, and I think that's kind of what you're saying about times changing. I think it's also saying, too, that the show in itself has changed. It's kind of like it's not – like even the title, like Nothing Lasts Forever, it's kind of like everything changes, everything moves on type of thing.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. But that's why I feel like that's maybe trying to kind of make that message. What the heck? What is that?
Sorry, I'm running some water. You know,
I hear an alarm thing. She can't get it off. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. It's like going off.
No. I really loved all that bit with.
Go ahead, Karen.
That's fine. No, I was just going to. I loved that bit with the glasses and the eyesight because it's something that I have. You know, I'm a little bit younger than those two actors. Not hugely, just a little. And it's something that in the last year, like 2 years ago, I had to get progressives. And I am right now wearing a pair of, like, $10 reading glasses in the Rite Aid because I, like, ran out of, like, contacts or whatever. So, like, I just, you know, for someone who's, like, the age of these same age as, like, Mulder and Scully, I thought it was, like, it was pretty on the nose.
Yeah, I don't know. I've my glasses, I have contacts. I've had bifocals for like ever because my eyesight is so bad. So to me, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, but I've for years. That's just because my eyes are so bad, not because I'm older. But I don't know. My point was just that they've had reading glasses before, and they kind of made this big point about it. And I just thought it was funny because if you've watched the show, you know they've had glasses. I mean, and I get the whole point of it, but it just made me laugh because I'm thinking about it. I'm also thinking that if it's progressed that bad, she would have, I guess I'm saying, would have seen them before now. You know what I mean?
Well,
you
think so, yeah. They've been, I mean,
was kind of my
even
point.
This entire season, she hangs out at his house all the time, right?
Right.
It's not like they're not.
Popped up with them.
Yeah.
But it was so cute, I mean.
It was cute,
It was so comical.
Yeah.
I mean.
What I was saying before was the funny thing is, I don't remember what the funny thing was. Oh.
You started to say what was funny.
For an episode, for an episode before the finale, it was not a setup episode. That's unusual to have a throwaway episode before the big finale. So I thought that was rather an interesting choice on Carter's part.
Yeah. There hasn't been a lot of mythology kind of touched on that. And that's why I don't know. I mean, got to be honest, regardless of what rumors are, I would be surprised if there was a lot wrapped up in an hour. Because it's not even like a two-hour finale. Like, I don't know. I just worry that they're going to wrap a little bit up and we're going to be left with more questions than answers and we're never going to get an answer. That's kind of my concern. But who knows?
Well,
there'll be another movie down the road.
You know what? No, I think at the very least we're going to get a wrap up to the Williams storyline.
Yeah, I would
ultimately
guess that.
Which, honestly, I feel that's the only thing still left over from the original run.
Yeah, that's a major. That's
the
major
thing
to be thought
with Cancer Man trying to end the world. But yeah, but in general.
Yeah.
We don't really care as much about that. So.
You're right. Although, I mean, Cancer Man wanting to end the world is almost like kind of like.
Like a pinky in the brain thing. That's what he
Well, yeah, it's sort of like a bore. Like, it's been going on forever and ever.
Oh, yeah.
The William thing is sort of something that I think, I mean, I do. I mean, I didn't think I think it deserves an ending. I'm not sure I necessarily
needed this much time devoted to
it. I haven't waited 25 years for an ending. Like, you know, the baby was born and was just kind of not really, once he was given away, you never really cared about him again. I don't think we've been waiting 25 years to find out what happened to William, but since they've made a big deal about it, I think it will be satisfying to see what happens with it, right?
Although I still kind of wish they had just left it the way it was in the series, because I feel like they've devoted too much time to it. And I don't know that it's really, I mean, yes, I want to know, it's their kid, but I feel like I don't know that he's really added to the story, you know what I mean? It's kind of made a new storyline. It wasn't really something, like you said, that we weren't waiting to know from 25 years ago. So, and I mean, they kind of did change a lot of the alien stuff on its head, you know, between these last two seasons. So things.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
Well, they changed the entire alien, like, storyline this season.
Basically, yeah.
And now it's about going into space or whatever. I'm not even sure I understand what it's about anymore.
Yeah, I think that's kind of one of the pro. I still love the show, but I feel like that's kind of, in my opinion, a little bit of the big problem of these two seasons. Like, they tried to do something, and I totally understand that they want to update it and make it go with the times. So it's like, you know, conspiracies and all that. But I kind of just wish that they would have, like, left one off alone and just continued on with stories of the paranormal, you know? They didn't necessarily have to not have mythology, but, like, I would have been more content to just have Monsters of the Week stories, have aliens, not, like, this whole new conspiracy, you know? I don't think that they necessarily needed it.
Yeah. I mean, I do think they made an effort to update what an X-File means in the 21st century. And we've had a couple. So I'm not saying they were all well executed. We've had some technology-based episodes that didn't necessarily work for me, but I appreciate the effort to address that nowadays. I also I think they've done a good job of sort of. It's almost like they could predict the future when they wrote this, The way that there's been some commentary on what it means to work in the FBI in this day and age, where the FBI is under such attack from other branches of government right now and being discredited. And these two have always been sort of a discredited part of the FBI. But now, you know,
I guess I'm still a little bit bitter that they pretty much retconned the whole series and they pretty much retconned last season. So I still have a slight bitterness from that, I guess, is more what I'm meaning. But yes, I do agree that they have, I do think it's good that they've tried to keep it current in that sense, because you don't want it to seem like it's, you know, out of the 90s, but I don't know. I think I'm also just sad because I'm worried this is the end, and I'm like, I would have liked to have seen more of this. I would have liked to have seen more, you know what I mean? Not necessarily that what I saw wasn't good. It's just I'm reminiscing, I guess, and about what
I guess. So two things there, and I think AJ will probably be more inclined to agree with me than you will, Jamie. When I finish my two-pronged thought here. So as we go into next week's season finale, I do feel like 10 episodes hasn't been enough. And I felt it last year also. While I know we're never going to get 22 episodes really of anything, that's not the way that TV is done anymore. And 10 is pretty common. I wish we could have got maybe 13 or 15.
Short season, yeah.
I feel like there hasn't been enough like delving into the mythology and the alien mystery and all that. But my second part of my thought here is that, with that said, I can be satisfied with this being the end of the series. I think they could do something next week that would even though an hour might
not
be enough.
Week, tomorrow. But yeah.
Tomorrow, right. But when we talk about next week, even though maybe a 2-hour finale would allow us more satisfied, I think I can be ready with the mystery being solved, or with these two going off into the sunset or retiring or whatever is going to happen. I can move forward with no X-Files in my life. I think they can do a satisfying ending. But you know me, I tend to be satisfied. I can get away without answers.
I don't know if I'll
answers.
Ever be satisfied. Let's be honest. I want the X-Files to hang around.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, oh, it's okay. I mean, I've been waiting, you know, waited 20-some years for it to come back. But the thing I think of, though, with what you said, I think is twofold, is I do think that part of it may have done better if they took more time with the mythology. But I say again, as I said before, I feel like if they had done more mythology, then everybody, including us, would probably be complaining that there's not enough Monster of the Week. So I feel like was kind of a hard balance to strike for everybody.
I will never, ever complain there's too much Monster of the Week and not enough mythology. That'll never, ever happen in any show I watch.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The thing is the other thing is television has changed its landscape so much since this show was on. I mean, you don't have really any shows like this where you have the mythology split from the Monster of the Week really anymore. You have more of the myth alone thing and everything's combined. And that's just the way it's changed, I think, also because of there being less episodes of everything. But I feel like its formula is kind of a little, like, it had to be updated some. And just like the fact now that people, I know from, you know, talking to different writers and that a lot of shows now, they're kind of like all the writers get in the writing room, and they all come up with a story, and then one person writes it. I think X-Files has always been more.
With 90 seconds left?
Each person writes one or whatever, so they're not as cohesive. Anyway, we'll be back next week for the finale. I think we had agreed we'll probably need an hour for the finale show so we can kind of talk about wrapping up the show just for the last episode and then move on. So we'll be from 10 to 11. But for now, we will see you in a few minutes for Fandom Access.
Okay, talk to you shortly, you guys.
Okay.
All right, bye.
And we're on the regular channel this time.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
All right, talk to you guys in a minute.
Okay, bye.